All right, today's chavru is like a sort of a maima muzgan, just in the union of the takana to be matzal chaver, that you have a right to be a pot if you shave the kalim. Based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, just bring the oilam back into it. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet says a raidav shei raidav ak a raidav latziloi v'shibus akalim. He was running, he was chasing a raidav to stop him. The Gemara says, "Veshibes akelim bencher raidif, bencher nirdif, or bencher koladim." Regardless, if the kelim was a raidif or the nirdif or even a third party, it's part of a limin adin. It's rather takana shemiyata. Ima kainim tzein lekoladim koladim shematzus chaver miyata raidif. So it was a special takana that allowed a matzil to break any kelim, or to be part on any breakage of any kelim, whether it belongs to the nirdif himself, whether it belongs to the raidif, or whether it belongs to koladim. What I'd like to discuss today is many different shailas amongst the achrayim. A lot of raid here, and in nafkaminas lalocha, just to be magdir the takana, when the takana was applicable and when the takana is not applicable, and a number of chakiris as well. To start off, much on what I'm going to say, I'm sure the elam saw a lot of tshuvis and whatever, but I'll try to be mesarzer. There's a tshuvis makar baruch in Siman Mem Aleph. Story was that a fire caught in the house of Shimon's house caught fire. There was a Germania, whatever it's called, but there was a fire, and Reuven decided this to be a voluntary fireman. He's going to be matzel Shimon's house. So what he did was, which is very often the technique, you cut the house in half, so to speak, you break the kiryas, the beams of the house, so then it prevents the fire from spreading. And he did that, and he did significant damage to the house. And the shaila was, in Baruch Hashem, he saved the house. And now the shaila is Reuven, this voluntary fireman, is this person going to be chaya for the damage that he caused for Shimon's house? And it sounds like from the truth he did significant damage. So Makar Baruch is Mechadish. First chiddush of the Makar Baruch is that, no, there's no takana. The whole Gemara has a takana, Kedei Lahatzel. That Gemara, this takana was only by Hatzolus Nefashis. But Ayayis, no one was in the house, so there's no Sakonis Nefashis, there's only Sakonis Momin. Memele, there's no Takana B'chai Gavna.
Whose house was burning?
Shimon's house was burning.
And Reuven went,
it would have burned in Ganzin, and he cut the house, let's say, in half, and then he saved half the house, and Shimon says, okay, but you did damage to the house, and Memele, you owe me for the damage. Shimon, the owner of the house, is the Tevea. Why is Reuven Tevea?
You saved the rest of the house.
Sorry? Okay, we're talking about Yerit, whatever. But Lemaisa Shimon was it's a long tshuva there, we can talk about. Okay, but Lemaisa Shimon was the Tevea that Reuven did damage to the house. And can you do the firemen, Bizmanen, to do the exact same thing? They do significant damage to the house. They spritz water, they ruin everything. Whatever the fire doesn't ruin, the water ruins. That's usually how it happens today. Whatever jewelry is around in the house, they help themselves for payment. Yerit, probably, yeah. Fine, so that was the story. So the shaila was, what happened to the takana? And he says that takana is only passed by tzolos nefashos. It's a very vichtig nekuda that this whole takana is only by tzolos nefashos. Really, it's not just a makar baruch. The Meiri in Bava Kama, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, says the same thing, that they made this takana by a raidif lahargoy, which is takanas nefashos, oy ledvareva, like mishkav zacho or shara rais. So the Meiri says the Makar Baruch, just he expands a bit, that's lav dafka sakonis nefashos, but who are din harayis, have the same din, a raidav acha erva, and you chasing this raidav to prevent him from being mezana with this erva, then the same halacha applies, they'll have a takana when you break the kelim. And it's a shulchan aruch as well. And our sif in Shin, Chavishim Pesiv Gimel over there, the Makar also sets it up. He talks about raidav by nefashos, lahargoy, or by erva. But he says, these two dinim, nefashos or erva, have these halachas. But he says, for mom and not, and there's a Nesivis of Mishpat as well, Nesivim Shem Mem Sif Katan Vav, who makes a chilik lahedya that is dafka by nefashos and not by momin. The reason why I'm being marich here to prove this is because I saw a Hainta Gatshuva, which I think he missed the boat. He applied this takana even for a hatzolos momin. Fine. Yeah. Fine. So that's now what's the chilek? Why bedafka did they apply to sakonis nefashos not for atzolos momin? So kipshutai, very simple. Hatzolos and Voches is a Tzarech Godel. For a Tzarech Godel, made a Takana. Not for a Momin, which is only, let's say, a Tzarech Katan. For that, they're not going to make Takana, so you could just damage even third parties' Kalim. They're not going to do that. That's Kapshuta. I want to perhaps suggest a little bit more of a pshat, and that is, maybe there's a Hagdari here, and that is that the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, I think we discussed this before on Gzeilus Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that if you're mazak manas l'shalim, you have a heter to be mazak manas l'shalim for sakonas nefoshim. Sakonas nefoshim, you don't have a heter to be mazak shalom manas l'shalim, but manas l'shalim, you have a right to be mazak. It's mutter to be mazak. However, Zakta Shulchan Aruch Rav, if it's only sakonas momin or yisirei aguf or chayli shein beisakono, then you don't have a heter even to be mazak manas l'shalim. So come tois. The mice itself, when a person's running to chase someone to protect him from sakonas nefoshim and he damages kalim, the hezek in and of itself is muta. Beside I'm allowed to damage a kalim, I'll have to do it, I'll be good, I'm an asla shalim. But beside I have a right to damage a kalim. No, vas, I have a chiv tashlumen. So Chazal were willing to be mafkia the chiv tashlumen. They patted you from that chiv. I could say even a drop better is that be'etzem, sakonas nefoshim, everything is muta. No, kozman, you have the ability to do Ramas Shalim, so then you now do Shalom and Nasa Shalom. Chazal took away that ability. So they said, no, there's no thing as Ramas Shalom. For you, a matzal, you never have to pay, and there's no point of Ramas Shalom. And Meilo, they left it to the regular din, I have a right to be Mazik Kalim. They never were mafkia somebody's Issa. I mean, they never mafkia that there's an Issa to be Mazik Mamin. They just said that there's a patur on the Hezek. Meshenkin, to be matzo from a hefset of momin, over there is asa to be mazik. Chus from the chiv momin, there's an issa to be mazik. Chazal weren't holding by being matir isurim. They made the takono to pati from chiyuvim. They never made a takono to be matir you to do isurim. Memela, that's why it doesn't pass by tzolos momin. Say it, perhaps another pshat, maybe even a bit tiefer, but another pshat, is that the Yisayda Takana was, is that they're trying Shalei Yisrashel, the Rishonim say, they don't want you to be Misrashel on your Chiyuvim. You have a Chiyuv. Right now you're a Matzel, you see somebody in Sakonas Nefoshim, you have a Chiyuv to be Matzel, whatever it takes. Whether it means damaging the Kalim, you got to do it. You have a Chiyuv to be Matzel. They don't want you to be Misrashel from your Chiyuv. So Kozman, you have that chiv by Sakonas Nefoshim, so they will ma'afshir you to be mekayim that chiv. Whatever it takes, they don't want you to be misrashal on that chiv. By Sakonas Momin, by Hefzim Momin, you don't have a chiv to break other people's Momin to save this person's Momin. Like I said, it's us even. But you don't have the chiv. They never made a takona b'chagamna. They're only trying to make sure that you're being mekayim your chiv. You don't have a chiv b'chagamna. So the male doesn't pass the whole takona in the first place. The whole takona was to make sure that you mekayim the chiv that you have.
Do you have a chiv to save someone's big mom by destroying a little part of that same person's mom? Because overall, you're saving him money.
Well, we're going to get to that. That's vital. We'll get to the shul in the Makar Baruch. But certainly, let's say other people's mommy. Let's say other people's mom. The ikka takana was for other people's mom. And there, you don't have a chiv to break other people's mom. And even a dollar to save this person's $1,000.
Hashavas Sevei is not mechayiv. Is Hashavas Sevei mechayiv a person to give up a little bit?
Hashavas Aved on his own purpose, on his own, and even that he would have to be reimbursed, and as a Sivis, and a Kazakotchim, and you have to have a mashkin, you have to know that it would be Matzliach, the Miri. It's many conditions that would have to be met before we go down that road. Alright, now, even though, I just want to be mighty, even though Be'etzim, fundamentally, you do have a chiv to try to save him by Hefzim Mamim because of Hashavas Aveda, let's say, Shaloi Lahazik, and maybe you won't do that because you'd be conservative and nervous, and who knows, you might damage something, so then you're going to sit home. Yeah, but still, they wouldn't make a takana just for that. They don't have, just for a chashash that you're going to sit home and just mamish for oblivious to Hatzolah, that they didn't make a takana for.
Chashash seems to me that's a...
We're going to get to Chashash, but hold on, it's on the agenda. Fine. Also, if they would make, if they're going to make takana, it's going to be more than Yadin. Yadin is only to save Shaloi b'makom to be mafsed other people. But kitza, they only made a takana that you should be mekayim yachiv. Now, it should come out, if these pshatim are right, and it should come out that just a chiddush din la'alacha, that hu adin when you matzo from an erva, a right of acha erva, you also have a heter and even a chiv to be mafsed momen acherim I'm in Asla Shamza Zayin, but Bimavse Mamanachem Kedei Latzila Min Ha'erva, Min Ha'rayis, which is a Chiddush Din. It's a Dava Amuzba, it makes sense because we find that Aroid of Ha'erva have the same dinim like Aroid of Lahargoi, but Nagel, let's say, Lachilu Shabbos, Rishainim Amavur, Rabbeinu Yoyin, another Rishainim is a Knesset Zagdela in Cheshem Mishvan Tavkaf Hei. That's paskins that you're allowed to be mechalul Shabbos afilu to be saved a right of achayev. Means if it's a right of achayev on Shabbos, and the only way to do it, you have to be mechalul Shabbos. You're allowed to be mechalul Shabbos too. So you see, right of achayev is hookish to right of acha lahargoy. So who didn't benegay to this halacha? Yes, you would have a heta to be and even a chiv to be matzel her ayidei mamon acherim. Now, just to be, it's pashit, I'm sure the Elam, it's a pashit, it's not only, the takana is not only by a reidiv acha, a reidiv. You don't have to be, in my case, a real story, like, you know, you see a saga going on, wow, this guy is being a reidiv and you're coming to save the day in reidiv. Any type of sakana savaja, like the fire case, any sakana savaja, a guy has a heart attack, hatsala, mafkamina, Mamish Nageya, and unfortunately happens all too often, Hatola could get into an accident while they're trying to save, or they rip the person's clothing, they do damage trying to save a person. If there's Takonis Nefashis involved, they have this Takona. The Takona is for any type of Takonis Nefashis, you have this Takona. Alright, let's move on to it. So that's one Chiddush Din, it's only by Takonis Nefashis. Second Chiddush Din is the Makar Baruch continues in the story. Correct. If it's not a sakana sefashis, then they will not have this heta. Correct. They will not have this takana. Correct. Sakana zeva could be a shiloh, but partially even sakana zeva not.
Let's say they're speeding and meila they're misaking everybody else. So meila that they zichud of the speed. In fact, it's probably isur. So meila they're
not to get into
accidents. I hear. Say that they had no right to speed in the first place. So they're misaking
everybody. I don't know. I don't know if they're misaking everybody else. Obviously, they're trained to know how to drive an ambulance. That's
protocol.
So they follow protocol. So they did what they had to do.
Follow protocol.
Oh, so I don't know. Yeah. All right, I hope, I wish, yeah, I would believe that they filed protocol. Fine.
Yeah,
I think a Suffolk Lechayr, a Suffolk Nefashis Lechayr should have the same din. Because just like Shabbos, just like all other things, Lechayr is Suffolk Nefashis as well. But if they're called Atala Lehedya, then they know it's not a Sakon Nefashis, you know, they have different codes.
They
know.
You're saying they filed protocol, okay, right?
Lechayr, yeah. Fine, let's move on to the second halakha of the Makar Baruch. The second Chiddush Din in the Makar Baruch is that in his fire story, that when he did damage to Shimon's house, he decided, yeah, he passed that Reuven is Pata, but not Mitkoecha Takana, Mi'ika Hadin Reuven is Pata. Why? Because he's Bocha Hara B'miyutoi. Whenever you save somebody, you save a nirdaf, even from Hatzalos Momin, but if the damage you cause is less than the damage that would have taken place, so you helped him out. You were Beicha Hara B'miyutai. And that, he says, is Me'ikar Hadin. And that Memel, that's why he patas Ruvain. And he bavons. And that which the Gemara needs to come on to Atakana, when you damage Kalim, it's only when you damage Kalim of a third party. But if you damage the Kalim of the Nirdav, that you don't need a Takana for. That's Mikadin, you're Becher Rabbe Muta. He had a choice, either being killed or losing his Kalim. Of course, you're Becher Rabbe Muta. You damage his Kalim instead of having him killed. So Mamel, that's Mikadin. The problem is that the steam is Haloshin Gemara doesn't sound like that. The Gemara says, that's why I stressed at the beginning, is the Gemara uses Haloshin, that they made a takana v'shiba sakelim bein shor raidiv bein shor nidiv bein shor koladim is part of a loy min adin. That's a whole different shu, is not for today, but we could talk about it. Why? It's also shver and the eitz is way out. Why you need a takana also? Yeah. And whatever. It's not for now. We could discuss it a different time. Sorry. Correct. Even in nidiv with butter, but there are cases why you need a takana. Maybe it will come out today. You'll see. You'll see. So you want to say it's a sikum of the Gemara, but really it's going on the other time. I hear, but the Lashon Gemara says this, all the three, v'loy min adin. It doesn't v'loy min adin only on the show kol adam, even kol adam. So it should say, v'shiv zekeim, af kol adam, v'loy min adin. No, it says bencho, right? Bencho. Okay, fine. And no problem. Good. Gesundheit. I accept it. Fine. But the Mashmoyis in the Gemara, at least, would fit better if we had a reason why there was a takana for all the cases, right? Okay, good. So I'll give you one simple eitzah, one simple, and it's nafkamina la halacha. is what would be in a story, his story, that the fire was on the house, and let's say Mamish, he came to the rescue and he did great damage to the house, and he damaged the property on his way as well, whatever he needed to do to try to save the house, and Nebuch, Allah Yitzlach, he was not Matzliach, and the house burned down. Now, had he not come along, the property would have been saved, the house would have burned, but not the property. And by him coming to the rescue, he did more damage than the house actually burned down. And he was doing it, L'shem Shemayim, Mamish, he was so happy to be a fireman. But L'mayisa, he blew it, he's not a fireman. He doesn't know what he's doing, he's a battle. Now, what would be in that case? Do you have the svar of the Makar Brach, there is Beicha Rabbi Miyutai? So I think Pashit, no. He was not. He may have meant to be Beicha Rabbi Miyutai, but Metzias, he was mafsid more than the Hezek caused itself. He wasn't the Maisi. He wasn't a Beicha Rabbi Miyutai. Memelo al tisvara, he was zecha bichayev. I'm suggesting he would be chayev because there doesn't pass as far Beicha Rabbi Miyutai if he's not matzliach. I'll bring you a dumus raya. I know it's not a shtaka raya, but the Gemara in Bava Kama and Akainis has a case that Yushav Yitomim Be'esh. There was a fire burning, you saw someone's stuff about to be burned, so you decide to come to the rescue, also a fireman, and you decide to cover and protect the chayfetz. Hopefully by that time it will take longer for the fire to come, by that time the bailam will be matzal. That's what Tosis explained pshat, why I went to cover the thing, and so I was not matzliach, and I even the goyim and mehefsid now, because had I not covered it, chotch the mazik, the seyrif would be chayv, and the nizik would be able to collect tashlumim from the seyrif. But here, because I was shavya tomah beish, now the seyrif is going to be potter. So what's the halacha? The Gemara says, I'm chayv. Chayv b'din nishmayim, because the whole thing is only a grom on his chiyav of, you know, shavya tomah beish, but b'yisoyde I'm chayv. Hagam, I was trying to help out. I was kol l'shem shemayim. I was trying to be beicharav b'miyutai. But if I was not matzliach, you don't have that svar anymore. And if I'm not matzliach, I'm accountable for my actions. Mamela, as the ikas svara of the makar baruch, you'd be chayiv. However, mitzad de takona, it's very vichtig to know, mitzad de takona, you're going to be potter even if you're not matzliach. It's a chid. Sorry?
That's
going
to start.
Right.
That's not going to be matzal.
It doesn't mean you're going to start. That would be matzal. And if matzal means to be matzal and be matzliach to be matzal, maybe. But Lamai says that the takon is even if you're not matzliach. How do I know? There's a nasivis. The nasivis says in Shemem Sekon Vav, his case was that he took clay Zion, he tried to fight a war, and he lost. I mean, not only that, his clay Zion were taken away from him. So he wasn't matzliach in fighting off the enemy, and nevertheless, nasivis invokes his takona. So you see that the nasivis holds you can have the takon even if you're not matzliach. And it's mavur like this in the Tshuvas Chavaziyar as well, in Siman Kuf Nun Dalet, that even when you're not matzliach, you still have a takona. But Meila, that's why the Gemara is better to say the takon, even Bein Shel. Okay.
Right.
Okay. It only says Shahar Yeredev. My Vaisot is Mashal, even if he wasn't Matzliach. Very good. Okay, fine.
It's like every Yeredev, even if he's not Matzliach, he's still Pat. Right, the first case of the Gemara.
Yeah,
go on. So that doesn't mean that he killed the
Mubaisa.
It doesn't mean he was
Matzliach. So there goes Yediyak. Maybe only use this lotion, I give that lotion. All right. Fine. Anyway. Sorry?
In case of fire, you can't have Zacham Levim Shalim Bathan.
In Makar Baruch?
Yeah, the owner would have told him to do it if he would have asked that time.
I know, it's not a dinski. You want to know Yuri? That was what you were talking about. Yeah, it's not a dinski. I'm not being zoich any moment, but it was the right thing to do. It was the right thing to do, but I should have been matzliach. All right, but at the end of the day, so now you need a takona. So avadi mi'ikar didn't fundamentally be loy to makar baruch be pot in a lot of cases, but I still need the takona for the case that I wasn't matzliach. That's why you need ben kalev shol nirda, because in the case when you're not matzliach, which you want to say is even the case of the gemara, so then taki need a takona. You won't have the svar of the makar baruch.
That's only by mefashes, not by mamon.
Sorry?
That's only in the fashion, not the moment.
Okay. Mela?
It's only by the fashion.
Right, correct.
So the power box, Shiloh was my moment.
Correct, right.
No,
I'm talking about in the Gemara. Here's a question in the Gemara. Why is the Gemara needed to takana by nefashos for have the ikra hadin of the makar baruch, the svarit min hadin, bachar rabim yudai? I'm telling you, when he wasn't matzliach, that's why he needed a takana. Fine. All right, let's move on to the next Indian. The Kedushi Anshe Shem asked the Kasha, Shodaylam Sur, because it's tying in this with Shinayin Ches. Kedushi Anshe Shem asked the Kasha, what's going on? What do you need a takana for? This matzel is patam in adin. You don't need a takana, it's patam in adin. Why? Because shteit in the Gemara, then whenever you're reidif b'shus, yeah, anytime you have a shus mitzvah, let's say ben ashmoshes, shteit in the Gemara, if you're reidif ben ashmoshes, it's supposed to be rotz ben ashmoshes, or you could be rotz ben ashmoshes, and you damage kalim, or you damage, you're going to be patam because you're rotz b'shus. So Memela zakt, ein lecha, Rishus Godom Mizeh is being Rots Lahatzalas Hanefesh, your Rots Bishus Mitzvah of Hatzalas Nefashis. Avad are you going to be potter? It's Rots Bishus, Avad are you going to be potter? So, what do you need the Takana for? As I fact, Chadushi and Sheshem. And that's in Halacha, he's right. Be Soidai, he's right. There's Aruch HaShukhan and Shinai and Ches, if you test. And other Achrenim as well, who said that whenever you're rots for Sakonis Nefoshis, Pekuach Nefesh, Latzal Menadleik, Menamayim, all these cases, in a Kanam, that's considered rots b'shus, just like Erev Shabbos. So it's rots b'shus. Why are you running? Well, that case with the Gemara also, you were running and you smashed into Kalim. But I don't know about that. That I don't know. We're going to get to if that's the Gemara talking about that. The case of Gemara wasn't that. Mukabok's case is that. Yeah, but the case of Gemara was you were running and you damaged Kalim on and root, you smashed over Kalim. Yeah, okay, I understand. We'll get to
it. How does a chiyuv of a person to lehedir go ahead and damage that if he has to?
Right.
You want to learn
the
Gemara that way. That there's a
chiyuv.
So it's
Bekavana.
It is Bekavana.
Okay, we're going to. Fine, let's flesh it out a little bit. The Gemara happens to be talking about. The Gemara is talking about Grada where you were running and you damaged Kalim and root to try to do a Hatzalah. Fine. Namai says, what's his teretz? His teretz is, he wants to answer like the Mordechai. The Mordechai says that the only din of Rot Peshus is only when you have Ein Lo Yishayis, like Rots Erev Shabbos. You don't have time for Shabbos, so you got to run. Mashenkin, if you Rots for Beis Medrash, you Rots for Beis HaKnesses, then you have time, so you have no business running. Memela, you're going to be chayev if you break. So Memela, he says, who are din over here? That's why you need a takana, because if you had the ability to save without breaking Kalim, you didn't need to break those Kalim. So Memela, klapi the Kalim that you broke, you're not a Rots Peshus, Memela, you're going to be chayev. As I am for that. Now you have to understand what he wants, because it's a tushtel. By the case of rots by base medrash and base knesset, you're not supposed to be running. You're not a rots b'shus. You have no rishus to be rots. Hashem came by erev Shabbos or sakonas afarches. I clearly have rishus to rots. Ein lo yishayis. I gotta run. I can't even stop for a second. I gotta run. It's sakonas afarches. No vos. You can tell me I could have done in a way not to break the kelim. I hear, but that's not. That's not the tushtel to the Mordechai. You have to know exactly what he's trying to take out of the Mordechai. All right.
Why don't you know what's happening?
Right.
Is it in the Mordechai to have it? The Vos, the Allah says, you have to be careful not to break it.
Okay.
But the Vanda is an Indian to be Rots. So it's the same thing over here.
But Rots Erev Shabbos, the English Shabbos.
The Indian is that you don't have to be careful.
Right. So Rots are coming to also English Shabbos. I got to do everything possible. English Shabbos. Shabbos, it's a kosa fashas. Now he's making a new akimta. I mean, are you here? Now, what's his svara? So he wants to say, Mamele, you won't have the p'tur of Rots b'shus, but they'll still make a takana that you have a right to damage Kalim Afilu Shalai Lutzarech. It makes no sense. Why are you doing it for? So he said, because Kidei, that if on the people who are damaging Kalim Lutzarech, shouldn't have to be taken to Din Torah later on to prove that they did Lutzarech and it wasn't Shalai Lutzarech. So mainly they made a takana that you part even Shalai Lutzarech. And that was the reason why that's the whole Inyan and the need for the takana. So he tied it there. The Ma'ase says, let's take apart his Shiloh. What was the Shiloh? That Lachar Yer Rots B'Shus. The Lo Rashi Tais the Kasha Ebsach Nishton. We mean Rots B'Shus. Rots B'Shus. The Gemara by Ben Ashmoshes is talking about when it was Huzak, not Hiziku. Over here, you're damaging Kalim. It was Hiziku. It doesn't pass the whole thing. And even like, and I found Baruch Hashem afterwards. I don't know these names of these Sfarim, but I found it. You can look it up. It's the Isha Yisrael and Shabbos Chafala from Abayz, Ekerem Yeshua and Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet Amar Aleph. In Imre Hatzvi and Baba Kam over there in Kuf Yud Zayin and Abayz. Memchesa is Gimel, And it's much like that, and should kid chan and save some chav beis. This compliments to the computer. Just went, wait, what's going on here? And Baruch Hashem, I saw a bunch of achreinim. We asked Akasha, like, what does he want? Rashi and Taisa holds that it's only behuska, not by Yiziku. And even like the Yad Ramah who learned the Gemara Yiziku is only because Tavai Avdi Maisa. But if it wouldn't be Tavai Avdi Maisa, then Avaita you wouldn't have the Ptur. Here's not Tavai Avdi Maisa. So Avadi you're going to be chayv. So Avadi you need a Takana. All I have to say is, how Kasha was like the Rambam. Like the Rambam, the Pshatnam in the Rambam, the Dharma holds that you have an absolute tour, you potter, even for a Ziku, so my male effect that, so what do you need a takon? You should be part of Stamazai Mekadin. Sorry? Oh. Very good. So l'chay, even in the Rambam only holds a yipata when it's shalei b'kavana, eh? And only when it's shalei b'shus ha'nizik. So l'chay, you could say, either case would be the nafkemina. The reason why you need a takana is if you did it b'kavana, if you mazik b'kavana, and God's mavu like that in the shach, if you recall the shach in Shin Ein Chesiv Kambeis, when he's talking about b'kavana, oinis, but the chayiv over there, the shach brings, one of his rayas is from this gemara, that even if you're an oinis means oinis that you shouldn't have been mazik, but not that you knew you'd been mazik, but you had to be mazik. And he brings this gemara as a raya. It means he touched up this gemara at the very least, also talking about a case that you were mazik bikavana, and in that case, you're not going to have the p'tur of the Rambam. You're going to need a takana. Or, if, let's say, it will be kelim b'shus ha'nizik. I have to cut through your property, and while I'm cutting through your property, I'm damaging your kelim. It's b'shus ha'nizik. I won't have the Rambam setan. So, mamela, you need a takana. From his etzim chiddush halacha, that he wants to be mechadish, that you're going to be potter even if you didn't need the kelim, you didn't need to break the kelim for the atzalah, I would like to be mekayim is chiddush halacha of shalei metameh. He wants to say the reason is because otherwise you're not going to be saved because you're worried about din Torah. They're going to say you didn't do it, you didn't need to do it, and you're going to have to prove that you did need to do it. I think without that, you don't have to go so far like that. You can stop. I think it's poshut that they made the takana even if you didn't need it. Because the Rambam, Meiri, Rabbein Yeruchim, many Rishonim learn what pshat in the takana, losh in the Rambam is, takana hi shlo yimna milahatzil. Good. Oy yisman meya v'yayin beis sheyirdev. They made a takana, not only that you shouldn't sit back at home, even if you're going to save, but we don't want you to delay whatsoever in the saving. And not only the delay would be that, oh, I see the keli in front of me and I have to circumvent the keli, even though it might be quicker just to run over the keli. I have to go around the keli and I'm going to lose a nanosecond, that's for sure. But even if I won't even lose any time whatsoever, the Rambam says, we don't even want you to look. They made a gzera, a takana. We don't even want you bothering to look to see if that kalim on the way, because if you look, that itself might cause you to delay. So don't look, just run over, just go. You have a green light 24/7, just go and save. So Mameil, if that's the Ramas of it's pashit that you're going to be part of, even if you didn't need the Shriya's kalim to be matzom. Because in its very nature, the takana, you did need it, because they don't want it to even be mayan. So you shouldn't be looking to see if they're kelim on their way. So Mamela, now you're going to be potter, even if you didn't need it. Let's say you could have gone two different paths, and I kind of could have avoided the kelim, not even lose any time, but I didn't see. I'm not supposed to be looking. Mamela, that itself allows me to be matzal and break kelim even shalei letzarech. But so if that's the case, we have another teretz to our kash. Sorry? If I saw it. If I grab the sword and if I saw it and I could have gone another way without losing any time whatsoever, and I didn't even have to spend time calculating that decision. No, I mean, if I even have to spend a nanosecond thinking maybe I can go another way, that itself I'm not supposed to be doing. And it was partial, I could have done either way. But what we want is another eitzah to the Gemara. We want to know why you need a takana for kelim shal nirdav aitz mikah din like the makar baruch. It's a svara bachar rabbi miyutai. So before we gave a teretz, it was what happens if you're not matzliach. Now we have another teretz. The teretz is I need the takana when the shriyas hakelim was shalei letzarech. Bachar Rabbi Miutai only passes if I'll attack a Bachar Rabbi Miutai. But if it was a Shri's Kalim Sholei Letzerek, I come to save the fire and I just bash away because, you know, I'm holding an axe. Why not bash? You know, it's nice to feel like a fireman. You're not going to have a Bachar Rabbi Miutai. But if you have the vod, I'm breaking whatever it is, Kedei, Sholei Yismameh, Sholei Yain, or whatever it is. So I have a right to break, not even look what I'm doing, do whatever I need to do. Just don't even bother to look. I'm obviously in a dumb man, randomly break Shalai Latzarek, but whatever I need to do, Shalai Lain, so even if the Shriya's Kalim was totally Shalai Latzarek, I will still have a takana. And that's what the Gemara says, Bain Shanidav, Bain Shokoladim. Because of the takana, not Mikadin. Mikadin, it's not a Tzarek. I mean, made a takana. Kedei shaloi ta'ayin. That was means. What happens if lamashal? What happens if klapi shmai gal? We know in this case you're being ma'ayin or not is like ma'ayin of lamarit. It wouldn't cause you any delay.
What is the nidah for?
You would still have to.
What's good for the nidah? If the nidah wants that you shouldn't be ma'ayin.
I think the nidah would want you to destroy the whole world kedei to save his life. Shalit wants everyone, all the terrorists to be free kedei that he should be free. But it's against halacha, right? It's totally against halacha.
He's a bailman. So if he's nachas that he should destroy all of his own chafetzim and not be ma'ayin, then you put them in that din.
God, I'm not so sure about that. God, I'm not so sure about that.
He wants you to destroy everybody else's chafetzim and not his own.
Right. I'm not so sure. It's Parshat, yeah. So in Mela now is very good Gemara. Now it's Bein Shanidah. And now you had a kashrus with what's Bein Shoraydiv. Like this, you can answer Raydiv too. You need, what happens if you break the Kelim Shoraydiv, but it was Shalai Letzarek? What would be the halacha? I don't know if you have a Kavachay Mibuchay Gavna. Right? Yet, you will have a Takana. Because in order to save. Okay, we'll discuss. Actually, let's see, Bechner Avarv is a god of Shaila, Gadulei Shmuel, Lataisis, whatever, we could talk about it. But whatever, it's totally Shalai Letzarek. It was Shalai Letzarek. You shouldn't have broken these kalim.
That case is also talking about it. It's a Hemshech HaBraisa. If the last case of the Braisa is speaking when you broke something incidentally because you were Ma'ayin, in the middle case of the Braisa, that the Nirdaf is Potter and the Kalim Shaladif is also such a case. Vice takes from the Braisa alone that you Potter Me'akaradim.
I don't agree with that. Fine, you could argue. It's fine.
Well, it's by Raidif, how you saying by Raidif?
No, I'm saying so. You could say that you needed to come even B'chai Gamda. What happens if you break the Kalim of the Raidif himself? Shalai Letzarek. What would be? Shalai Letzarek Atzala. So what would be? And why did you do it? Because the Rambam told you just go save and don't look. So I listened to the Rambam, I saved and didn't look, and I broke the Kalim of the Raidif. But it was totally Shalai Letzarek. It made no sense to break his Kalim. What's the halacha? So else the Kavachayma could be you don't have that Kavachayma. Kavachayma is if you could kill him, yeah, you can kill him kedei lahadzil. Not you can't kill him shalei lahadzil, right? So here too, you're doing something which is shalei letzarek. So pashas, you wouldn't have the kavachayim, but yet you would still have the takana. Right? And you killed him too. What did you do? So you broke whose hand? The righteous hand, the nirdav's hand, right? Good. Right.
Are you
chayiv
on the hand?
Are you chayiv on the hand? Well, you have a
takana.
If it's shalai letzarek, that's why you have the takana. Now you want to have the takana on chavala. We could talk about it, but betzim, you're going to need a takana if it was totally shalai letzarek, right? All right, let's move on to the next thing. Another geshmaki inyan, also very nageh in this takana. The Gemara says, "Bava kamen samach mebeis." Shaila going on exactly what pshat was, but David HaMelech had a shaila. He sent a shaila. Rav Huna explains pshat was that it was a gedishim shal Yisrael, and David HaMelech wanted to know: is he allowed? It was mitmeri plishtim. Plishtim were hiding in this godish, and David HaMelech wanted to know: is he allowed to burn down this godish? Is he allowed to burn down this godish in order to be matzel Klal Yisrael that are under sakana from these Palishtim. So the Gemara is, and Tosfos and the Rosh explain what's found. The Gemara was obviously a ladder of sakana savachis. You always allowed to save amanas l'sham. The Oshah Gemara is a ladder do it shalom amanas l'shalom. And the Gemara Paskins, no, it's also to do. You're not allowed to do it shalom amanas l'shalom. However, David, you're a melechata, whatever, you're allowed to do whatever you want. Sorry, but be'etzem, the ikka adin is, you're now allowed to be matzil, sakana sefaj, you're now allowed to burn down the goddess of the plishim are hiding in, to be matzil Yisrael, shalai menas hashan. That's the Gemara. Frektik p'nei Yeshua, kavalt, what's going on? It's a Mufushu Gemara. If I can't, the Gemara says that they made a takana, you have a takana, that you're allowed to be matzal afilu v'mamen acherim. He says, loy mi boy, if the owner of the Gedishim is also there, part of Klal Yisrael, he's there and he's also on the sakana, so then it blibes kelim shal nirdef, and sounds like it's more of a reason to pat to you. Sounds like maybe he knew the Mekar Baruch Svara Becher Abim Yutai. But I feel if the owner of the Gedishim weren't there and he himself wasn't on the sakana, but Klal Yisrael was on the sakana, and Allah is that you're allowed to be matzal even with kelim shal acherim in order to be matzal the nirdef. The nirdef being Klal Yisrael, so I'm allowed to be mafsid and burn down the goddess of Ruvain to be matzil Klal Yisrael the nirdif. So what's the Gemara saying? That it's also shalom and asa shalom. Is that effective Pnei Yeshua? After the Pnei Yeshua, Gevaldik Yisayid, Pasha to Yisayid, and he says that what was the reason why you have a takana? It's because Ein Lecha Kol Adam Sheyatzil. That's very nice. If you the matzil are not, you're not in takana, so you'll sit back at home. You won't bother. But if you yourself, you're part of the takana, you're not going to be matzal if you'd be chayiv. Of course you'd be matzal. You got to save your skin. So there, it doesn't pass the whole takana. Memela, they never were masakin. They never made this tour when the matzal himself is a nirdev. When the matzal himself is in the takana. Since David and Melech was also part of the takana, memela, they never made this takana.
And the Baal Gadish was not part of the
takana. Ah. The Pnei Yeshua doesn't say that, but l'chayy, if you learn like the Makar Baruch Svara, then when the Baal Gadish is there, when the Nirdev is there, then you have a Svara to pat even without a takana, Mika Din of Beicha Rabbi Mutai, then you have to say l'chayy that the Baal Gadish himself was also not there. Because the takana I don't have, because David HaMelech is on the takana, the Math is on the takana, Elamai the Svara, Beicha Rabbi Mutai I don't have, is because the Baal Gadish wasn't there. L'chayy, you're going to have, even like this terrorist, you're going to have to still make that a kimto that the Baal Gadish wasn't there. Although it's not Mukha, because later on in the Makar Baruch, he has a suffix that when you have a lot of people on the sakana, could be just like by a sfina, which is tava b'yam, and you have to throw the masli overboard, that you have a mechashim ben kulam. So Makar Baruch is masupik, but that's a din dafka by sfina, because everyone has packages, or even when you need a bedafka, this guy's package to throw overboard, but since everyone is being saved by that, we all have to share in the hefset. So if you learn like that second side, that everyone has to share in the hefset no matter what, so yes, David and Mel, Gans Klai Yisrael, plus the Baal HaGadosh is here, so they'll all have to share in the hefset. So let's say the Gadosh is worth $1,000, so divide the $1,000 by 600,000 people, and each one will have to pay a pruta, whatever it is. And if you don't, then you're being mafsed, shalom and asa shalom. So that's also, you would have to be mafsed only on Menasa Shalom, you're chelik in the hefset of the Baal HaGadosh. So now it could be like that said in Makar Baruch that the Baal HaGadosh was there. But you saw it in Pnei Yeshua is Mechadish Apashas.
Even Masa was the right. So whatever there, the problem was Masa. Here the Kedishim aren't exactly a problem. It's the Pushim that's the problem.
Right.
You're going to be
in the case of, let's say you have a listim coming and the problem is the listim and I have to bribe the listim to give money to pay the listim, we have to share in the bribe.
No.
So here too, in order to save Klaiso, we have to burn the Gadish. So we have to share in the Hefzid to be able to save. That, you know, look at Makar Baruch has a suffix. So like that's out of a suffix. Sorry?
It was talking about rots or not rots?
Which one? But now in Samachama Beis? In
yes.
Samachama Beis?
Yes. In this case of Gadish.
Of Gadish? Right? No, he wants to light a fire. Light a fire, correct. When you're rot, correct.
We'll get
to other truths. I'm just kidding. There are a few truths into the shah. Let's cross for one at a time. The first teretz is the Pnei Yeshua's teretz that the whole takana doesn't pass when the matzil himself is part of the takana. However, in the Sivis and Mavur Faket, Nusivis and Shim Mem Sivkan Vav says in that case of Klei Zayin B'Mochama, you're fighting the Mochama. The Nusivis says that you have the Takana, even if you yourself, the fighter himself, is part of the same Sakana. And he says, as far, because just because you're part of the Sakana, it should be Gara? Just because Yeshua Gam Kinatzos Asmoy Legara. He says it's not true. Just because you're there doesn't make it any less, and the male you have the Takana even Bechei Gavna. See, this is going head on against the Pnei Yeshua. Sorry? I'm going to talk about. We're going to get to other truths. Now, the Maisa on that Nesivis, the Minchas Pitim bombs the Nesivis. And he says, what do you mean? It is Gara. If you're there, you don't need a Takana. You're going to save your skin. Avada you would save. So what do we make a Takana for? Pekitza, the Minchas Pitim holds like the Pnei Yeshua. He doesn't quote the Pnei Yeshua, but you see that he holds clearly like the Pnei Yeshua. And he argues with the Nesivis. Like the Nesiv, it's a Tzrik Shreya. What is he going to do with the Gemara? So there's another teretz. There are a couple of teretzim. The next teretz is the Papilu Charifta. The Papilu Charifta is Medayik in the Gemara over there. And Ois Ches, the Papilu Charifta says, why does the Gemara use a Lashon that they send him back, David? Even though it's a Lashon, Asa Latz Atzma B'mamun Chaveroi, but you're a Melech Ato Yekud. It's also lahatzal atzmei b'mamun chaveri. It's also lahatzal achirim b'mamun chaveri. Right? The shaila was he's trying to save Klal Yisrael, trying to save achirim. So Gemara should answer back. David HaMelech, it's also lahatzal achirim b'mamun chaveri. Why did the Gemara say also lahatzal atzmei? It's like the Papilu Charifta and the Chanami. The Gemara could have said it's also lahatzal achirim as well. But the nafkamini is that if it would be only achirim. It's like the Papilu Charifta. Then Chach, if you did it, you weren't supposed to do it. It's also, but if you did do it, you would have a p'tur because it is takana. Because Chazal made a takana to pata you. Meshenkin, since David and Melech, you also included in the takana, then it's also v'gam chayiv lahatzel atzmei b'mamun chaveri. And it doesn't pass the takana. So gradually you see also Papilu Charifta holds like Pnei Yeshua and the Minchas Pitim that when you're there, it doesn't pass the takana. Good. But you also see another major chiddush of Papilu Charifta is that even when you're not there and the takana does pass, that only gives you a p'tur, but it's also to do. You're not allowed to do it. It's also lahatzal, afilu achirim b'mamun chaveri, even b'makom that it passes the takana. Just if you did it, you're going to be pata. Yeah, so that's a pella. You see, Pnei Yeshua didn't learn like that. But I just want to bring out, let me just close the loop, is that it's also, Mehmed and Nesivis is very good. And Nesivis can learn that that's Pshat is. Avada, you want to know pata you are. But you want to know why the ian to Dover Melchus is also, because even when you do have a takon, it's still also to do. You're not allowed to do it. It's also latzal atzma, or achim, whatever it is. But mamun chaveir, even if you have a takon to pati, but it still is also. And that's why the Gemara says it's also. Now, what was Hayilu Chachamah betakanum? That's a pella. Pnei Yeshua, he has the kasha, you see, he held not like that. If it's also, so again, I'm not going to bother saving, because if I see that there's chfeitzim on the way, I'm going to be faced with a predicament. Do I break it? I'm not so sure. No, I don't want to pay. So I'm going to waste my time going around. I'm going to waste my time looking to make sure I don't run into Kalim, because I know if I see Kalim, it's going to be also for me to break Shalom and Asasham. I'm going to have to break only Am Nasasham. And the Chayro, once I do it Am Nasasham, then it doesn't pass the Takana. There's a Chuk V'tlu. If I did Am Nasasham, then it means I have to pay. Right? The only reality of Nash Sham is that Yenna shouldn't have a loss. So obviously, B'chai Gavna, they didn't make a Takana. I made a Takana when I didn't see. So then, I'm going to be Mismameya. What's going on? I don't know what Pshat exactly in the Papilu Charifta. It sounds like he only needed Takana when I don't see. And when I see, I guess it's not so shkir. I have no idea. So they didn't bother to make it into Takana, but it's still awesome. I don't know, it's funny. I mean, they made it Takana to part you. Sorry?
He's only getting a Shinai Chas. He also includes Makam Takana from this Gemara. Sosa.
Okay. Yeah. So the Rashi says already or Noach Lanel says Pratan Rashi. Rashi something like the Tesefta of Meir. The Meir says even though we paskin that there's b'makom b'kuach nefesh zgila arayis shrikas damim aved zara. The Rabbi Meir in the Tesefta says huadin gzeila, and Noach Lanel says that Rashi went like that. Meir huadin hezek. Hezek is a vizray de gzeila. Meir you have no right to be mazik even b'makom sekalan safashis. But if you look into the Gemara and Ksubis, you see Latin like that. The Gemara and Ksubis, Taisus Mavula, even Meir, not like, I don't know if he did it to Sefta. It's a Maimon Muzga, but Parshat Pshat, La Halacha, for sure, it's like that. It's only Amenas L'Shalim. Fine. All right. So you have another Tais. You have a Papilu Charifta. At the end of the day, you have a Benigay, at least, let's be Mesakim this Indian. Whether they made a Takano, whether or not the Matzah is there or not, is a Machloikis. And Rav Akrena, Papilu Charifta, Pnei Yeshua, Minchas Pitim hold that if the Matzah is there, they did not make a Takano. Not like the Nesivis. All right, just to be meisiv in Nakuda, l'chayra, I think it's pasha that they made this takana even if the matzah is being paid. Let's say the matzah is a paid worker, whatever it is, you're hiring him to save, or whatever it is, and he breaks, l'chayra, even b'chai gamna, he's going to have this p'tur, this takana. Because still, even though he's being paid, l'chayra, there will be oifanim that even if being paid, he'll be a little more careful not to break, because he's going to be chayiv, he's going to have to be more nizer while he's running, and he'll have to be ma'ayin, he'll have to be mesmameya. So l'chayra, the takana was across the board, even if he's getting paid. It's just if he himself is under sakana, then they didn't need the takana. If he himself is under sakana, then they didn't need the takana. All right, that's the second teretz. The third teretz is the Igros Moshe, which is what you're suggesting. The Igros Moshe in Cheshav Mishra, Chelet Beis, Hamas HaMagimel, has a Geshmaka story. The Baba Vareba borrowed money during the war to be matzal nefashis. And now, after the war, he's contemplating not paying it back because of takana. He did it kedei lahatzal nefashis, so why should he pay back?
Pay back on his terms.
Sorry?
He's going to pay back Chassidus, just he wasn't on his terms.
He's not mechuyv to pay back. Means Chassidus, you and I could also do, but he's not. He owes that he's not mechuyv to pay back because of the takana. That was the shayla, and he sent the shayla to the Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe says it doesn't pass at takana b'chai gavna. They never made a takana by halva and gzeila and chaval, these things. Even by mazik, they didn't make the takana outright hezik. They only made the takana k'dei shel alayin if you break something en route to the hatzalah. But if you break something, al das to save, if you pick up something to break with it, you want to break to save, that they didn't do. The hagdara of the takana was that hatzol is there, and the only way to get there is after stamp over your kelim on the way. So that, en route, they made a takana. But to use your chayfetz to be matzel, that they never made a takana. That's being matzel acherim b'mamun chaveroi, which is chayiv min adin, and they never made a takana b'chay gavna. Memela, he told the Baba Rebbe that you have to pay. Now just to understand, and then what's his raya? So Rav Moshe have a raya. David HaMelech. David HaMelech is the shayla. He was on the sakana. Klal Yisrael was on the sakana, and the shayla was. They told him, no, it's also to do. What do you mean? What happened to Takana? Zakhtar Ramaisha, because over there they're burning down the Gadish, not en route to save. They're burning down the Gadish to burn the Plishtim. Oh, yeah, they're burning down the Gadish to burn the Plishtim. That means you're trying to use someone's chayfetz to be matzel. That they never made a Takana, and that's why you're chayf. Doesn't call it Pnei Yeshua, Pepu Charifta, that's Ramaisha. And he's Mechadr, based on this Gemara, that they never made a Takana, Bechay Gavna. Now, just Agav, just Balabatish, Lachar, you have to explain that what's the case of the Gemara. The case was is that the Godish was burying the Plishtim, and by burning the Godish, the Plishtim will be burnt down as well. And the Radak in Nach is mashma like that as well. However, I could have learned Pshat in the Gemara, not like that. I could have learned Pshat is they have a hideout, and I want to burn down the hideout so they'll be out in the open, and now I'll be able to shoot them. And then that will be en route. The only way to get to them is removing the Kalim that's in the way, and then I'll be matzel. And then, even like Ramesha would have passed the takana.
And if they don't mean the
I can't use your thing to be matzel, but if it's en route that's in my way, I'm allowed to smash open the door to get to the right.
No, I can't. I can't find their hideout.
I think the Ramesha's chilek isn't whether you have kavana or not. Ramesha's chilek is they made it en route, and in your way to do a Hatzalah, they did it, but not to use this for a Hatzalah. One is, it's in my way.
In order to travel somewhere.
That's right?
I'm in the middle of Hatzalah, and I need this.
No, we need the barring, this money, that money is to get there. No.
So I'll get the back of the taxi.
All right, we could done that. All right, fine.
Now, what's
that's his Hagdar. We're running out of time. There's a lot more here. Don't just be. You'll see. I'll flesh out a little bit. Luchayru, Rav Moshe is going against many Akrainim. First, the Nesivis. The Nesivis, the nine base of Kon Yedzayin, talks about a case over there. They again, he was Sheila Chayfis. He did a Sheila, and he was doing it Letzerich Adleika to be Matzel. And the Nesivis over there says, yes, you have a Takon, even though that Chayfis wasn't in your way. Forget. I need your axe to knock down the house or the kairis of the house to save. I need your hose to put out the fire. And nevertheless, Nesivis says, B'chaganin made the Takona. And it's also much like that in the other Nesivis in Shemem Sivkat involved, because the same thing. I borrowed the clay zayin to fight the Muhammad, and he got his case was even worse. I was shoshaling me das on the clay zayin. So I did a Maisek Zayla on the clay zayin to fight a war, and the Nesivis says, B'chaganin, I'll have the p'tur of the Takona, not like Rav Moshe. It's also move like that. The Makar Barak. The Makar Barak says the only reason why you don't have a takana because there was no hatzolos nefashes, no one in the house. Had there been someone in the house, then breaking down the beams of the house to make sure the fire doesn't spread would be bechal the takana, even though that's not just en route to get to the fire. No, I'm using your cheves to be able to stop the fire, and nevertheless, the Makar Barak would have held that there's a takana there. There's another I have from Meshach and Shemeches and Baisa. I'm not going to have time for it now, but. Truth be told, Rav Moshe, I believe, is mechaven to Meshaviv Nesivis. If you look at Meshaviv Nesivis on that Nesivis and Ayin Beis of Katan Yud Zayin, Meshaviv Nesivis bombs the Nesivis and says, what are you saying that if you borrow Chefes, the Tzerech HaTzolos Adleika, you have the Takana? They never made a Takana B'chai Gavna. He says, they only made a Takana, Shalit Shrichin Lismameo Ula Ayin Tikno. You look at the lotion. But to borrow something to be able to save, that's being matzal atzim b'mam l'chaveri, and then they never made the takana. What it sounds like, Meshaviv, is he's learning like Rav Moshe. So, we have another teretz. But again, this teretz of Rav Moshe doesn't work for the nesivis. Because the nesivis, like I said, holds that even if you borrow in the shalosh shalomidah, steal, whatever it is, you still have the takana. So he doesn't have the first teretz of the Pnei Yeshua that the matzal himself was there. He doesn't have this teretz either. The only teretz he can possibly have, the vav, is the papul chriftis teretz, that even though you have the takana, it's still asa to do. Which is shtikom bad nezach. True, on the etim halach of Rav Moshe, when you borrowed money to save, I believe that you don't need Rav Moshe's chiddush. I believe that everyone would hold a b'chai gam that it doesn't pass the dakana. Just take it apart. I borrowed money, so now the money's mine, and now I use that money to save. So when I used money to save, I wasn't damaging your money to save, I was damaging my money to save. So it certainly doesn't pass the takana. LMI, from the etim halva, I borrowed money, and on the etim halva, let them bring mafkir that shame halva, that I'm not chayv back to you. Why? Because l'tzorei chatzola, they made a takana. I believe it's, when he's daiti, literally the mistabin from Amish, it's davar pashut. All the cases made a takana when it was not to override your contractual obligation. When I was running, I was mazik, I stole, whatever I did, shol shlomi das. So stam a chiv that the Torah is matal alecha, and Chazal took away that chiv. But if I'll be mechayiv myself, I borrowed money, and the terms are, I'm going to pay you back tomorrow, they overrode that chiv that you contractually obligated to. You said you're going to pay back. You were mechayiv yourself to pay back. They didn't take away your chivim, l'moshel. As a fusha halacha, the Rishonim say, what happens if, in order to save, I have to hire workers to save? I'm going to hire poilim to save. What's the halacha? So the halacha is that I pay the poilim, and the nirduf, or the nitzel, pays me back. Because a takana that has to pay me back, because I saved him. But no one ever said that I don't have to pay the poilim, because I only hired the poilim. I promised I'm going to pay them, which was clearly the case, and I don't have to pay. Teretz is partial, because since I was mechayiv myself to pay the poilim, I hired them, they're not going to make a takana to override your contractual obligation. So too, when you borrow money, I'm an asa shalem, they're not going to override that halva and say, no, you borrowed money, shalom, I'm an asa shalem. You forget, you borrowed money, I'm an asa shalem. All right. I think it's of a partial, and mele everyone would hold in the case of the Baba Vareba, Vadi Chayiv L'Shalem.
Shaul was
never asked mechayiv atzmo b'charayit. The Torah is matal l'charayit. Shaul was, I'm borrowing the item and I'm going to return it. I'll return the item and I will return the item. And if it's not here to return, so I can't return the item. No, when you show you mechayiv l'charayit, the Torah is. You said, you told the guy, I'm being mechayiv l'charayit. No, you're the Torah l'sayif dait l'shalot. No, but it's not. That is the Torah is being matal alecha that din. But it's not that I was contractually obligated to. If you have to pay, why do you have to pay? Because the Torah gave you din to pay, not because you actually mechayiv yourself to pay. All right, let me be. Sorry. If you light Rav Moshe, even if you do a manzak of nashal sham lachari, then they came along and took away shalom nashal sham. I don't know. Light Rav Moshe sounds like he override your chiyuvim. All right, let me be mesayim with a gemara which Eilam did, and just blab with Akasha. The gemara in Kuf Yedzayinu Mebeis talks about a case that the person brought a chamar on the ship, and the chamar went wild, and there's a raidif to the ship, or caused a sakana to the ship, and the gemara says Rabbi patted him. Why? Because meikara, the owner, according to Rashi, the owner of the chamar was a raidif, and meimela you're allowed to save with the kalim of the raidif. That's a Rabbi Lutame. That's what gemara says. Now, why do you need the owner to be a raidif and invoke the heta of kalim shal raidif? Lamezagin, the raidif wasn't there. The owner wasn't there. The chamar jumped on the ship by himself. Even b'chaygam, I'll have a p'tur. Why? Because everyone in the ship is under sakana, and I'm allowed to be matzel acherim b'mamon chaveroi mitzad atakana. So I should be potter, even without the din roidif of the own, I should be potter. I should be potter because of the takana being matzel chaveroi, a sakana safash, being matzel chaveroi b'mamon, with a mamon acherim. Sorry?
Everybody would have to chip in.
Oh, 1 second. Right, let's take it apart. And Bam is the Mordechai makes that dig. The Mordechai Iskiv Tzamra Gimus says, because the owner was at fault and he's a roidiv. If the owner wasn't at fault, the Chamar jumped by himself, then if you damage, you're going to take a bichayiv. What do you mean? Gavalt, why are you chayiv for? You have a takana that you'll be matzel. You're being matzel, and then you have a takana. You're allowed to even be mazik kelim achayim to be matzel. So chay, you could say a couple of turitim. First, you could say, vaitu p'nei Yeshua and all these achrayim. Is that no problem? Because Pasht is, if the guy is on the ship, he's doing it. Means he himself is on the ship, so he himself is all part of Zakana. And when the mat himself is included in the Zakana, they never made a Takana. But the Nesivis doesn't hold to that teretz. The other teretz you could say is like the Meshaviv in Ramesha, is that there is not en route Shaloy La'ayin. There is, I'm actually taking the chayfids and throwing it overboard. I have no right to be mazik lehedya, to be matzo. Which would also be a nice teretz to the Gemara. But the Nesivis doesn't hold that teretz either. So at the end of the day, the Gemara is not just saying it's awesome. The Gemara is actually talking about chivim and patur. The Gemara says that you're patur because of Rabbi's din. Why do you need Rabbi's din? Of Kelim Sharaidiv to be patur, you should be patur because of a takono. So like the Nesivis, there's no teretz left for the Gemara. How did the Nesivis learn this Gemara? He has no teretz, he doesn't hold of the Pnei Yeshua's teretz, and he doesn't hold of the Meshev and Ramesha's teretz. So why in that Gemara are you only potter? Because Kelim Sharaidiv should be potter mitzad ha-takono, even Kelim Shalachem. All right.